Welcome to the Norris Group's Real Estate Radio Show. Hosted by author, investor, hard money lender, and real estate educator, Bruce Norris. Equipping California real estate professionals for tomorrow's challenges. September 11th, 2009, the Norris Group hosted I Survived Real Estate 2009. In this critical final quarter, the Norris Group assembled a Gold Star panel of accomplished industry specialists to discuss the impact of seismic economic shifts, head-scratching regulations, challenging legislation, and the accelerated pace of opportunities emerging for real estate professionals. 100% of the proceeds for this unique event supported the Orange County affiliate of Susan G. Komen for the Cure. This event would not be possible without the generous help of the following platinum partners: the Business Press, the San Diego Creative Real Estate Investors Association and President Bill Tan, Investors Workshops and President Sean Watkins and Angel Bronsgeist, Invest Club for Women, Fry Wiles, the creative agency responsible for the website iSurvive2009.com, JK Short Sale, and Trust California and Hugh Broma, the Nixon Library, MVT Productions, the National Flip and Fix Network, and White House Catering. Visit iSurvive2009.com for information.
Okay, our next speaker is John Young. John's experience in the real estate and home building industry extends for over 30 years. He and his partners at Young Homes have been responsible for building over 3,500 homes in the Inland Empire. His early career was spent as a successful sales representative and real estate broker. He later operated a residential mortgage company. He has served his building profession at numerous levels. Besides acting as the current vice president of the California Builders Association, he also serves on the board of the National Association of Home Builders. John, we welcome you to our podium.
Thank you, Bruce. You know, it's nice to be here tonight because usually I'm at meetings where there's such a downer, and you guys have a lot of passion. I've been a home builder for most of my life, and the last 3 or 4 years when I go to our association meetings, there are few and few builders around, and those people that are in the room are not feeling too good about their business. It's not that much fun when you reduce your staff and have to let a lot of people go. I've always been in the first-time home buyer industry, and I've enjoyed that a lot. Our business has picked up because people can buy FHA, they have good FICO scores, they have a job, they have decent credit. And so we're seeing with the price decline, there's actually buyers that couldn't buy a few years ago that can buy today. However, in the Inland Empire that I work in, plus I'm a state representative, again, for CBIA, the Central Valley, where there's a lot of affordable prices, you're seeing still those go down a little bit because there was so much volume in those markets. CBIA also has been working in collaboration with NHB to address the inappropriate appraisal practices, and that's inappropriate as far as I'm concerned, and also the acquisition and development and construction lending crisis that's choked off credit for home builders and threatened to prolong current housing and economic downturn. These two issues are placing enormous pressures on home builders' bottom lines and for many endangering their ability to survive this economic downturn. Additional credit resources could be extremely helpful to them and other small businesses to bridge the divide and survive to the eventual economic recovery. What I call the inappropriate use of distressed and foreclosed sales are comparables in determining new home values, is driving down home prices and forestalling an economic recovery. A recent NHB survey found 26% of the builders are losing sales because the appraisals on their homes are continuing to come down below the contracted sales price. These appraisal practices are a major contributing factor to the current AD&C credit crisis. Falling appraised values for land and subdivision under development have led some financial institutions to stop lending to developers and home builders. Also, they're demanding more equity, and they're even calling performing loans. CBIA and NHB are calling on housing and federal financial regulators to adopt clear and concise regulatory guidelines that will allow appraisers to develop realistic valuations based on sales that are truly comparable. CBIA and NHB continue working together to seek relief by asking to expand the net operating loss carryback rule to include all businesses in order to offset profits, previous profits, with current losses. This generating tax refunds, which then will help cash-strapped builders and other businesses. While there is no one magic bullet that will fix a broken housing market, CBIA is convinced that extending expiring subdivision maps, reforming impact fees, resolving lending and appraisal issues, reduced unsold inventory, and extending both the state and federal home buyers tax credits will stimulate and need and will be an effort to get our industry back on track. We are so much riding on the housing sector recovery. CBI will continue pushing hard for these reforms. Now I wanted to give you a little information on how some home builders are making it today, new home builders. What we're doing is to continue to try to build an affordable house, and that's kind of obvious in this market, but it's so true. We're building on smaller lots. We're building homes with fewer square footage. As you know, we had a lot of McMansions go up in the last 4 or 5 years. And we're building homes with fewer amenities. Second, as the industry, we continue to have a little or no standing inventory of homes for sale. And that's, we've burned through that in about the last couple of years. And those are in most areas, not all areas. And finally, we're trying to control our cost and demand less waste. And finally, build and save our cash reserves. Most of my friends that are private home builders, they're able to last because they had some savings from the good times, including Young Homes. In conclusion, our company, Young Homes, is anticipating this market will normalize in approximately 2 years. However, we still want to be in the business, and we're doing everything possible we can to be here for the next cycle. And as you know, builders are, by nature, are extremely optimistic. And we're extremely optimistic bunch of people. We can see a piece of dusty land, envision a master plan community, community with thousands of people living in that community next to great schools and shopping and transportation. We have a lot of self-confidence. Sometimes that gets us in trouble. And we think we can pull off these transformations. So while the economy is not good now, we really do believe that better times are coming. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Our next speaker is Pat V. Combs. Pat is a native of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and is a realtor with Coldwell Banker, AJS Schmidt Realty. Many of Pat's 35-year career has been devoted not only to serving clients, but also serving her professional association, including being the 2007 NAR president. She's married to team member Guy Combs and is a proud mother, stepmom, and grandmother. We welcome you to our stage.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's really my pleasure to be here in beautiful Southern California, especially at the Richard Nixon Library. As a past president of the National Association of Realtors, which has a membership of over 1 million realtors across the nation, I want to thank you for the invitation to be here. It's really my pleasure. I'm reminded standing here in the replica of the East Room of the White House on an important quote that was made by our host today, Richard Nixon. We must always remember that America is a great nation today, not because of what government did for people, but because of what people did for themselves and for one another. I think this is a great story for the surviving of 2009 in the real estate industry. What we as realtors, appraisers, auctioneers, mortgage providers, and all of the other people who have worked tirelessly across the nation for the housing industry, what we've done for the people of this great country, we've all shared in lifting the load and helping out our fellow Americans. It really is a great story, and I'm so glad that we could tell it right here at the Richard Nixon Library. One thing I want to do is start off by talking about a national picture. All of you know that all real estate's local. I can tell you a national figure, but it's just like the weather report. There is no way I can give you a national weather report because it's probably raining somewhere. And so I'm going to give you a national report on real estate that if you're listening in on the internet, you might not be saying, yes, that's me. And if you're sitting here in the audience from California, you might say, well, I'm not so sure about that. But this is a composite overall view of the nation as it sets today as far as the National Association of Realtors. 4 straight months of rising existing home sales. We have a decreasing inventory compared to a year ago. July data shows home sales rose in all 4 of the regions across the United States. These numbers show recovery is broad-based and not regional. People buying today will likely see a price gain this time next year. Now, the past few speakers have talked a little bit negatively. And I want to tell you that they might be right and they might be wrong. And I might be right and I might be wrong. But I want to give you a positive flow here today. One of the reasons why some of these figures are happening is that the government stepped in and helped us a little bit here. The previous speaker talked about the California tax credit, also talked about the $8,000 new home buyer tax credit from the U.S. That tax credit is helping to draw down all of this inventory by encouraging an additional 350,000 first-time home buyers across the nation to buy a home. Personally, I find this fabulous because Bruce was talking about the fact that I have a husband and between the two of us, we have 6 adult children and 2 of them don't have houses yet. And both of them are sent out to go find themselves a house right now. And a lot of these buyers, we don't think this is an artificial way of buoying up the market. We think that most of these buyers are the buyers who have been sitting out there on the fence waiting and waiting because all they've heard about prices going down, and they keep wondering when it's going to bottom out. Well, I can tell you right now that in Grand Rapids, Michigan, we are seeing a lot of these buyers getting out there in the marketplace, taking that, and it is entry level, and that entry level purchaser is kicking our market and trickling it up. So that entry level buyer buys, and that person whose house they've just purchased is freed up to buy their next house, and so forth and so on. And we're finding it is a real positive move in today's marketplace. It's not for everybody. We're not saying everybody who has never bought a house should go out and buy one. But those folks who have been on the fence and could qualify for a mortgage should be there. Now, if these first-time home buyers were purchasing occupied properties, the sellers who've been waiting, again, are going to be purchasing. One of the things that I'm finding when I'm holding open houses personally, because I do sell real estate in Grand Rapids, is that when I hold an open house, we might get maybe 5 or 10 people through, and of those 5 or 10 people, 75% of them have houses to sell. So if we can kick some of that market up, we're going to find that it trickles on up and that it's going to be good for everybody. Overall, in the United States, we expect total impact of this home buyer tax credit to be somewhere between 300,000 and 650,000 additional home sales in 2009. Now, when you consider that each home sale generates roughly $62,000 in economic activity, that means somewhere between $18.6 billion and $40 billion will be pumped into the national and local economies in 2009 thanks to that tax credit. So I've been asked how this tax credit stacks up to other stimulus provisions. The cash for clunkers injected roughly $20 million into the economy and was a one-shot deal. If that program is worth additional funding, the tax credit most certainly is. Realtors are urging Congress to extend that tax credit through 2010, along with the home builders, and we'd like to expand it to include all home buyers, not just first-time home buyers. There's a call to action going out for you realtors who are listening in on the internet and who are sitting here today, so watch your emails and hop on the bandwagon. Although things are looking up, we know that there are some solutions to some of the possible problems that we must face in order to survive the rest of this year and the future years. One of them is that it's been talked about here today that there's some concern that another wave of foreclosures is going to hit with the resetting of some of those option ARM mortgages. And I hope that our panelists with the mortgage bankers can put our concerns to rest or give us some options when we find those coming on the market. Secondly, we need to resolve problems related to the new appraisal rules implemented by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, some of the HVCC rules. I've talked to our appraisal friends here, and all of us share a lot of these concerns. We've heard about them already today. We recently surveyed realtors about the appraisal issue, and their biggest concern is the out-of-town appraisers that are being used much more frequently. The second thing they're most concerned about is the consumers are paying higher costs because of it. And third, and probably it would be the first if you looked at the overall view, is that home sellers and home buyers are losing transactions because of the appraisal. NAR has met with New York Attorney General Cuomo's staff and Federal Finance Housing Director James Lockhart to discuss these concerns. And so far, even though the meetings have been positive, there's been very little action on their part. There were rumors circulating in the news that HUD would not apply the HVCC to FHA loans. And we've spoken with the officials at HUD, and those rumors are not true. HUD is looking for industry input on how to apply rules without negative consequences. Now, I know that our friends from the Appraisal Institute are going to be talking about the appraisal, so I'm not going to go into those anymore, but you do know that there are concerns from all of us regarding that, and I know they have some wonderful solutions. Third, we continue to hear from realtors that financing is just not available to good credit buyers. I don't know if any of you in the room or any of you on the internet are finding that. July 11 article in the New York Times, quote, "The credit pendulum is stuck at stupid." It features several borrowers who should be able to get a loan, yet were turned down by their lending institutions. It is clear that entities like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are still needed because we really need to make permanent the current increased loan limits for Fannie and Freddie. You all in here are from California, and in Michigan, keeping those increases permanent isn't quite so important because our average sale price is a lot lower than yours is here. But the current loan limits equal to about 125% of the local area median home price, capped at $729,750, expires December 31 of 2009. It goes back to its old level. So really important for you all in a high-cost state that these loan limits remain. And with the current tight constraints on mortgage availability, lowering the loan limits only further restricts liquidity. So I'm hoping that our folks from the mortgage bankers will talk to us a little bit about how we can make sure that we get that credit pendulum pulled off the stuck at stupid part. NAR also has urged Congress to invest resources that will ensure FHA's continued role in stabilized housing to stimulate the nation's economy. I was speaking here in California a couple years ago, and I asked a show of hands of those realtors in the audience who had done an FHA loan in the last year, and not one hand went up. I don't know about today if I'd ask that same question, whether any of you have done an FHA loan or have an FHA loan. Let me see a show of hands out here. Hey, look at this. It follows suit. Two years ago, FHA was used less than 3% of the time. Today, over 36%. So you in this room proved it correct. NAR submitted testimony to the House Financial Services Subcommittee expressing support for increased FHA staffing and resources to keep up with this rising demand. That's been one of our biggest concerns, is that when you go from 3% of the market to 36% of the market, and you still are funded at this level, and you don't have the staff to get these things done, we get a huge lag time. So we think that's really one of the solutions, is to get some financing in for that. And also, President Obama's proposed Consumer Financial Protection Agency, and this is proposed, offers the potential to regulate and protect consumers from fraud, predatory lending, and other deceptive practices. But all of those of us in the industry, whether we're appraisers, whether we're mortgage brokers, whether we're realtors in the marketplace, wherever we are, we need to look forward to working with Congress and the administration to shape such an organization that allows for efficient, competitive, and innovative markets while providing consumers the protection they need and desire. Along with surviving a 2009 with interesting financial and market conditions, we as realtors are facing a new way of doing business. With the internet, with social media, and the new applications to everything we've done in the past, the old mantra of location, location, location is being pushed into price, location, price. Our marketplaces are becoming global when our tweets about a new listing are being answered from China. As we redefine ourselves coming out of 2009 as survivors, having taken risks to help the homeowners in this great country, I want to once again listen to Richard Milhouse Nixon, who said, "If you take no risks, you suffer no defeats. But if you take no risks, you win no victories." Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Our next speaker is Tommy Williams. Tommy has over 40 years' experience in real estate auctions, land development, and real estate investments. He currently serves as the immediate past president of the National Auctioneers Association, a founding partner of Williams & Williams Auctions. He served as president for that organization from 1986 to 2000. He's conducted over 10,000 auctions in all 48 of the contiguous United States and Canada, and is an advisor to auctions conducted throughout the entire world. And he auctioned off a few of my homes back east. So, Tommy, I feel like I've gotten to know him really as a friend. Tommy Williams.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's certainly a privilege and a pleasure to be back with you again this year. I think, number one, we can say when we read that sign, we all survived. That is the most important thing of all. We have survived. Give yourself an applause for that. Certainly, I think when you hear the different presentations that you've heard today, you're going to find that there's obviously a great diverse set of opinions. Not that one path is right or wrong, but certainly they're very diverse. I would have to say that I line up very closely with Chris. And I'll give you a couple of things that I'm going to kind of give you as a backdrop before Bruce said he would like to have solutions. And I'll certainly give you what I think are some very simple solutions to what we have in particularly the real estate industry. But as a backdrop to that, we have two kinds of economic systems that really flourish in the world. We have the China system, which is totally, completely government controlled. The individual operates under the government direction. All business operates under the government direction and interference. And we have exactly the opposite. I should say we did have. We did have the opposite of that. Thank you very much. I thought probably in this audience that would play well, but it happened to be the very core of what I am about. In the United States, I think this nation has risen to the place that it is because it has always placed the individual number one. It has always placed private industry and private business number one without government interference.
You've been listening to the Norris Group Real Estate Radio Show. For more information on the Norris Group, please visit www.thenorrisgroup.com. The Norris Group would like to thank its gold sponsors for supporting I Survived Real Estate 2009, 1M1 Properties, Appraisal Institute of Southern California, Awesome Limousines, Community Reinvest Group, Del Mey Properties, Elite Auctions, FarBelowMarket.com, The Inland Empire Investors Forum, Las Brisas Escrow, Los Angeles Meeting and Event Center, Mike Cantu, The Mortgage Equity Group, National Association of Real Estate Investors, North San Diego Real Estate Investors Association, Northern California Real Estate Investors Association, Real Wealth Network, Realty 411 Magazine, Realty Track, Saddleback Valley Communities, San Jose Real Estate Investor Association, Stars Photography, Tony Alvarez, and the Women's Council of Realtors Inland Valley Chapter.